Dear God, we thank you for your presence in our service this morning.
亲爱的神，我们感谢你今早上在聚会中与我们同在。
Now, as we hear your word, we ask that you would speak.
主啊，当我们聆听你的话语，我们求你向我们说话。
That you would help us to be open to your voice.
帮助我们将心敞开。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Thank you.Choir for the music this morning. I enjoyed that very much.
非常感谢今天早上诗班的献诗，我很喜欢。
Very beautiful.
这个诗歌非常美好。
I'm trying to make sure I don't catch my Bible on fire.
我是试着让我的这个圣经不要被点着。
It'd be terrible to burn the church down on your anniversary.
在你们这个堂庆的时候把教会烧毁可不是个好事儿。
This weekend we have been talking about marriage.
这个周末我们一直在谈论关于婚姻的主题
Building a strong marriage,
如何建立一个坚固的婚姻
God's purpose for marriage,
神对婚姻的心意
This morning I want to look more generally
今天早上我想要看一个更这个泛泛的一个概念
At the role of the Christian faith in our families
就是这个基督信仰在我们家庭中的地位
And I want to look at the example of a young man named Timothy.
我想要以这个一个年轻的叫提摩太的男孩作为一个例子。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
在提摩太后书第一章。
Paul is writing to this young pastor.
然后保罗对这个年轻的牧师写道。
Starting in I'm just going to read verse 5.
就在第五节中。
I am reminded of your sincere faith.
说想到你心里无伪之信
A faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois
这信先是在你外祖母罗以
Your mother Eunice
和你母亲有你
And now I am sure dwells in you as well
我深信也在你的心里
I want to start this morning by speaking just briefly to our youth first
我今天早上开始的时候我想先对我们这个青少年来说几句
To all of us, but especially to the youth to look at the blessings of a family faith
对我们每一个人说但特别是对这些青少年来说你们有一个多么蒙福的这种家庭信仰所带来的祝福
To you who are young people you have the wonderful blessing of growing up in a Christian family
作为这些年轻的孩子，你们能在基督徒的家庭中长大，是一个多么大的祝福
！You have the blessing of a godly heritage.
你拥有这种敬虔的传承。
And to you as parents, you have the responsibility of passing on a godly heritage to your children.
而作为家长们，你们有责任要去继续传递这样敬虔的传承。
Paul says to Timothy, "Your faith was in your mother and in your grandmother."
就如保罗对提摩太说到，你的信曾在你祖母和你母亲心里。
They have passed this heritage on to you.
他们把这个属灵的传承传递到你身上。
Timothy came from a family that had a heritage of faith.
提摩太所在的这个家庭，这个家族，他们有一个很长的关于信仰的传承。
In American culture, we sometimes lose this.
在美国的这个社会中，很多时候我们对传承好像不是很在意。
But The Jewish people knew very well the value of their family heritage.
但是犹太人他们很在意他们这个家族家庭的传承遗产。
They could tell you their grandparents, their great-grandparents, their great-great-grandparents.
他们可以很明白地告诉你关于他们的祖父、曾祖父、重曾祖父的事情。
When I teach American students who come to the college their freshman year and I ask them about their family heritage,Many of them don't know anything past their grandparents.
我在大学里教书，当我问到孩子们说，你们的这个家庭的传承，你们家庭的历史是怎么样的？他们很多人不知道他们祖父之前的父辈的事情。
But for Jewish people, it was much different.
但对犹太人来说却很不同。
If you have been reading through the Bible this year, you may have been a little frustrated or a little bored when you came to First Chronicles.
如果你今年在一直跟着读圣经的话，当你读到历代志上的时候，你可能会觉得有些无聊，甚至有点难读。
This person, the father of 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 this person.
因为这一卷书就不停地在讲，这个人是他的父亲，他的父亲，他的父亲。
And you think, so what?
然后你就会问，那又怎么样呢？
Why is this in the Bible?
这个为什么会在圣经里出现呢？
But it was very, very important to them.
但是这个对他们来说是很重要的。
You see, by the time Chronicles is written, the temple has been destroyed.
当你看到在历代志这些书被写成的时候，他们的圣殿已经被毁。
The people have been scattered.
然后人们四散在各处。
And this is the one thing they have to hold on to. This is who we are.
然后这是他们唯一能紧紧抓住的表明他们身份的东西。
It's not just a list of names for them.
对他们来说，这不只是一串的名字。
It's a reminder. This is our heritage.
这更是对他们这个传统遗产的一个提醒。
Christian young people, people who grew up in Christian homes.
这些在基督徒的家庭成长的孩子
们 You have the wonderful privilege of a Christian heritage.
你们是多么的有特权可以拥有这样子属灵的遗产或者传承。
Now sometimes you may say it doesn't feel so wonderful.
有时候你可能会说好像没感觉那么美好。
Other children get to do this, this, and this, and my mom says, no, you can't do that.
像别的小朋友都可以做这个做这个做这个，但我妈妈却说，你都不能做。
If your parents are like mine,
如果你父母和我的父母一样的话，
When I said to my mom,
我对我妈妈说，
They all get to do that, why can't I do it?
我问我妈妈说，他们都能那么做，我为什么不行？
Never worked all that well.
妈妈这个事儿从来没有给我解决得很好。
She just looked at me and said, I'm not their mother.
我妈妈就只是看着我说，我又不是他们的妈妈。
But I learned to be very grateful for the heritage I had received.
但是我慢慢的学会很珍惜很重视我从父母那里得来的传承。
A wonderful example for me of this is Moses.
对我来说一个很重要的一个例子就是摩西。
Hebrews chapter 11
在希伯来书十一章中
tells us this.
他告诉我们说
verse 23, by faith Moses when he was born was hidden for 3 months.
说因着信摩西生下来就被父母藏了三个月。
His parents say, we want our child to be preserved and protected.
他的家长说我希望我的孩子可以被保护被珍藏。
And they stand up to the Pharaoh and disobey Pharaoh in order to obey God.
然后他们为了要顺服神就没有顺服那个王希律王的指令。
Now, here's what I want you to see. Go down 2 verses to verse 25.
在接下来两节，在第二十五节中说到。
When he becomes an adult,
当摩西长大成人
Moses chose to be mistreated with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin.
摩西宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Moses comes to the point where he has to decide, will I enjoy the privilege of being Pharaoh's son and living in the palace, or will I suffer with the people of God?
所以那个时候摩西到了一个境地，他必须要做一个决定，我是要继续带着这种希律王儿子的荣耀和身份住在宫殿里呢，还是要和神的子民一起来受苦。
Now to you young people, the choice isn't quite this dramatic.
对于很多我们年轻人来说，可能你们的决定不是像这个决定一样这么艰难。
Is this mic working? Can you hear me? Okay, it's working. Okay. The choice isn't quite that dramatic for you.
对你来说，你可能不需要做这么大的决定。
But try to imagine if you have to choose.
但想象一下，如果你必须要决定的话。
I will live in a palace.
我可能会选择住在那个宫殿里。
I will be the son of a king.
我会成为那个国王的儿子。
Or, I can be the son of slaves and suffer.
或如果不这样子的话，我就要作为那个奴隶的孩子，然后去受苦。
How did Moses have the courage to make that choice?
摩西是如何有这样子的勇气去做这个决定
呢？ Because he could remember back a family heritage.
因为摩西可以记得他家庭的这种传承。
He could remember the stories from childhood.
他可以记起来他孩童时候的那些故事。
He had a family heritage that guided him when it came time for him to make the decision, which direction will I go?
正是由于他有这样子家庭的传承，所以当他这样做决定的时候，他知道应该走哪一条路。
He grew up with a mother telling him stories about Jehovah.
他成长的过程中，他的母亲给他讲耶和华。
A mother who says, Moses, don't forget who you are.
她妈妈告诉她，摩西啊，不要忘了你是谁。
Don't forget your heritage.
不要忘了你这样家族的遗产和传承。
Moses, you're growing up in a palace and you're going to hear about all the Egyptian gods.
摩西啊，你成长在这个埃及的宫殿中，你会听到很多关于埃及的神的故事。
But Moses, don't forget, your God is Jehovah.
但是摩西不要忘了你的神是耶和华。
That's the true God.
那是唯一的真神。
And the day comes when Moses hears the voice from the burning bush.
所以当摩西在荆棘中听到神的声音时。
And the voice says, I'm Jehovah.
然后那个声音说我是耶和华。
And Moses knows that's the true God.
摩西知道那就是那位真神。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he had the heritage of a faith.
因为他有这样信仰的传承，信仰的传递。
And I want to say to you, young people.
所以我想对你们年轻人说。
Value the heritage of godly parents.
要珍惜你有这样属灵的父母的这样的传承。
I want to say to you, parents, give your children that heritage.
我也想对父母们说，要给你的孩子这样敬虔的传承。
I was very blessed to grow up in a family that loved God.
对我来说这是一个很大的祝福，就是我可以在一个爱神的家庭中长大。
They gave me a heritage of faith.
所以他们给了我这样信仰的传承。
They showed me what it meant to live a Christian life.
他们让我看到过一个基督徒的生活是什么样子。
Parents, give that to your children.
家长们将这样的传承带给你的孩子。
Give them the heritage of knowing God's word.
让他们可以知道神的话。
Paul writes to Timothy and he says, this faith has been passed on from your mother and your grandmother.
所以保罗对提摩太说，这个信是从你的祖母，从你的妈妈那里来的。
And listen to what that means, chapter 3, verse 15.
这意味着什么呢？在提摩太后书三章十五节中。
From childhood,
他说自小。
You have learned the sacred writings.
你是明白圣经的。
Which are able to make you wise for salvation.
这圣经能使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
Paul says to Timothy.
保罗对提摩太说。
Timothy, your mother and grandmother didn't just send you to church, didn't just take you to church.
你的外祖母，你的母亲，他们不只是把你带到教会。
They didn't just tell you stories.
他们也不只是给你讲故事。
From childhood, they taught you the sacred writings, the Old Testament scriptures.
你从小，他们就给你讲这个旧约圣经，给你讲这极大的奥秘。
Parents, give your children that privilege.
家长们，把这样子的权益，这样的特权给你的孩子们。
Teach them to read the Bible.
教他们来读圣经。
Have times of family devotion and prayer where you read God together.
有这样家庭敬拜、家庭灵修的时间，你们一起来读圣经，一起来祷告。
Too many children, even in Christian homes,
即使是在基督徒的家庭中，有很多的小朋友
grow up thinking the Christian faith is for adults.
他们认为这种基督徒的信仰只是对成人
来说的。It really has nothing to do for me because I'm just a kid.
我还只是个孩子，所以这个信仰对我来说没有意义。
But I get 18, now I will need to be a Christian.
但是当我长到十八岁的时候，就到我轮到我了，我需要变成一个基督徒。
You know what magically happens on your 18th birthday?
你知道这个不可能是像魔法一样，在你十八岁生日的时候就发生。
Nothing.
这个不会发生。
Exactly. Nothing. You don't teen.
你不会在十八岁的时候突然就变成了一个基督徒。
You don't suddenly gain.
你也不会在十八岁的时候突然就有了信心。
From the beginning.
是要从小从头开
始。Timothy's mother was teaching him God's word.
从提摩太很小的时候，他的母亲就在教导他神的话。
A few years ago. And I learned a tradition. I've shared this in Sunday school.
我从他们那里学到了这个经验。
So if you've heard this in Sunday school, you can take a short nap.
我之前在主日学讲过，如果你听过，你现在可以小憩一下。
But I learned that when a child is 4 years old in Israel and they're
我就学到说，在以色列孩子们四岁的时候，他们开始学阅读，学习这个字母。
The mother writes a Bible verse on a little piece of paper.
然后他们的妈妈一十九节。
How sweet are your words to mouth?
在我口中比蜜更甜。
The mother writes this verse on a piece of paper.
所以妈妈们就会把这句经文写在一张纸上。
She dips the piece of paper in honey.
然后就把这张纸在蜂蜜里蘸一下。
And she lays it on the tongue of her child.
然后把它放在孩子的这个舌头上面。
And she says, "Today is a very special day for you."
然后告诉孩子说，今天对你来说很特别。
Today you will begin to learn to read.
然后今天你要开始学习读书了。
And the reason you are learning that is yourself.
你要来学习阅读，是为了让你可以自己体会到神的话是如此的甜美。
She is giving her child a heritage of God's word.
所以她就是将神的话语作为一个传承交给她的孩子。
As young people who grew up in a Christian home.
作为这些在基督徒家庭长大的孩子们。
I hope you enjoy the heritage of seeing prayers that are answered.
我希望你们能够看到这种被应许的祷告。
Go back to Moses' story.
我们回到摩西的故事。
He grows up hearing his mother tell this wonderful story.
在摩西成长的过程中，他一直听到他妈妈给他讲一个很美好的故事。
She says, "Moses, let me tell you about what happened when you were a baby."
他妈妈说，摩西啊，让我告诉你，你还是小宝宝的时候发生了什么呢？
Pharaoh had commanded that all the male children would be killed. The firstborn children would be killed.
希律王要求说所有的这个头生的儿子都要被杀死。
But we believe that God would protect you.
但是我们相信神会保护你。
We put you in a little basket.
所以我们就把你放在一个小箱子里。
We put the basket by the Nile River.
我们把这个箱子放在尼罗河边上。
And God protected you.
神保护了你。
And of all the people, Pharaoh's daughter came and saw you.
从那么多人当中，是那个王的女儿来到河边看到了你。
And she sees this beautiful baby.
然后看到这个很漂亮的小婴儿。
And your sister volunteered that we would help take care of you.
然后你的姐姐就主动说，我们会帮忙照顾这个小孩。
And that's why you're being raised in Pharaoh's house.
所以这是为什么你是长在王的家里。
And that's why I'm your babysitter.
然后这也是为什么我是你的保姆。
But Moses, all of this happened because we serve a God who answers prayer.
但摩西啊，你要知道这所有的事情发生是因为我们相信那一位应许祷告的神。
80 years pass.
八十年过去了。
Moses is an old man.
摩西已经变成一个老人。
And God speaks to him and calls him to lead the people out of Israel.
然后神呼召他带领以色列人出埃及。
They leave. I'm skipping a big chunk of the story. I know that.
他们就离开了。我知道我跳过了一个很大一部分故事。
If you don't know the story, go back Exodus 1 through 10 and read it.
如果你对这个故事不熟悉的话，回到出埃及记一到十章自己去读一下。
But they come to the Red Sea.
但是他们来到了红海边。
In front of them is a body of water.
在他们面前就是一大片的水。
Behind them is Pharaoh's army.
在他们身后就是这个王的军队。
And Pharaoh is angry.
然后这个王是很生气的。
What will Moses do?
摩西会怎么做呢？
But he has a wonderful heritage.
但是他有一个很美好的这样的传承。
I think when he stands there,
我想当他站在那里的时候，
he can remember his mother telling him the story of God's protection.
他一定记得他妈妈给他讲过的神保护他的故事。
And so Moses has confidence that God will answer prayer because he knows from the very beginning he has heard stories of God answering prayer.
摩西就知道他有信心知道神一定会回应祷告，因为从他成长的过程中，从最开始他就听到了无数这样子的故事。
As parents, we must give our children the heritage of knowing that we serve a God who answers prayer.
所以作为家长，我们必须要让孩子有这样子的传承和传递，让他们知道我们服侍的这位神他是回应我们祷告的神。
Joshua 4 tells one of my favorite stories from the Old Testament.
约书亚记第四章记载了一个我特别喜欢的旧约中的故事。
The people of Israel are ready to enter Canaan.
以色列民他们要进迦南地。
Once again, God parts the water.
神再一次将水分开。
And they walk across on dry land. And Joshua 4 tells a wonderful story. Because God says to Joshua, I want you to take 12 stones out of the middle of the riverbed where it's dry now. And so he chooses 12 men and they pick up these rocks. And they carry the rocks across to the bank. And they build a monument. And then Joshua tells us something else. They take another 12 rocks and they set them up in the middle of this riverbed. They all get across. The river comes back. There's 12 rocks here. And here is why. Because years later, as Jewish families are traveling and they see this monument, the children are going to ask their fathers a question. The same question your children used to ask you before they all had iPhones to look at the whole time you're driving. The children are going to see these 12 stones, this monument, and they're going to say, Daddy, what's that? And he is going to say, let me tell you. Those rocks came out of the middle of the river. And in fact, there's 12 rocks in the middle of the river that look just like those. And they're going to say, how did they get there? And they're
going
to say, your great-great-granddad followed Joshua across the river. And he helped carry that rock across. And the little boy is going to say, Dad, how did great-grandpa swim with such a heavy rock? Oh, no, he didn't swim. It was dry. Dad, how was it dry? Because we are children of Jehovah. And Jehovah is a God who answers prayer. And your great-great-granddad was behind Joshua. And they came to the river. And Joshua prayed. And the water separated. And they walked across on dry land. And a little child is going to say, wow. Our God is amazing. And the fathers are going to say, that same God can take care of us today. We must give our children the heritage of answered prayer. My father was a pastor. And in his churches, they believed that if the pastor was poor, he would be more spiritual. So they loved my father enough to keep him poor. And I can remember growing up, there were times of hearing my father pray. God, we really need money to take care of this bill. And I saw God answer prayer. I went to college. I went to college. And I came to the end of my first semester of college. And you could not take your exams until you had paid your bill.
那个时候你不能参加期末考试，除非你已经把学费付清了。
And I knew I still owed several hundred dollars on my bill.
但是我知道我还欠那几百块钱没付完呢。
All semester I had worked every minute I could to help pay for my bill.
然后这是一整个学期，我就很努力的去想要把这个钱付清。
But I still owed money.
但我还是欠了一些。
And it came time to pay the bill, and I had no money.
到那个要付账的时候了，可是我还是没有钱。
And I remember walking to the business office to say to them,
我清楚地记得我走到那个会计室对他们说,
I have prayed,
我祷告了,
I have worked,
我也努力工作了,
but I don't have the money.
我还是没有钱,
so I'm going to go home,
所以我就只能回家,
and if I get money, I'll come back another time.
如果我挣够足够的钱, 我以后会回来的。
And I went into the office,
我在那个办公室的时候,
and the lady said, well, let me see how much you owe.
然后那个女士就说让我看看你还欠多少
and she came out and she said your bill is paid
然后她查了之后就说你的这个账单全付清了呀
and I said no it's not I knew how much I owed
然后我说不是的我知道我欠多少
and she looked again and she said someone sent the money for your bill
然后她就又查了一遍说有人已经替你付过这个账了
and I said who
我问她谁啊
she said I don't know
她说我也不知道
it came in an envelopeWith no name, it just said, put on Randy McIlwain's bill.
他就是在一个信封里寄过来，然后也没有写是谁，只是说这个是付他的学费。
I said, that's wonderful. How much extra is there? Can I have it?
然后我说太好了，有没有剩什么呀？剩下的给我吧。
And she said, exactly the amount you owed is what came.
然后他说，他付的就是你所欠的，那就是那么多的数字。
To this day, I don't know who sent that.
直到今天我都不知道是谁替我付了那个账。
I know my parents didn't. I asked them and they said no.
我问了我的父母，他们确定他们没有付那个钱。
And I had never told anyone I owed that bill.
我也从来没有告诉别人说我还欠着那个账。
But I had grown up in a family that believed that God answers prayer.
但是在我成长的这个家庭，我知道神是听祷告的神。
And at a time when I needed to be reminded of that,
每当我需要被提醒的时候
God showed me again God answers prayer
神就会再一次让我看到他回应祷告
Parents give your children that heritage
所以家长们给你们的孩子这样的传承
Let me speak to you parents because we need to know how do I pass on this family faith
家长们你也许会问说我们如何去传递这样属灵的传承呢
Deuteronomy 6 gives us part of the answer
在申命记第四章里面给了我们一部分
I'm sure you know this scripture.
我相信你可能都知道这个经
文。Moses is writing, and he says, verse 6.
摩西在第六节中写道。
These words that I command you today shall be on your heart.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
You shall teach them carefully, diligently to your children.
也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
How do you do that?
你要如何做呢？
Talk of them when you sit in your house.
无论你坐在家里,
when you walk by the way,
行在路上,
when you lie down, when you rise up,
躺下起来都要谈论。
What is he saying?
他说的是什么意思呢?
Parents,
家长们,
this should just be the way you live.
就是你自己生活的这个方式。
He really isn't saying, write a Bible verse on your wall.
他不是说是哦，把一句圣经经文写在墙上。
If you do that, that's fine.
如果你这么做，这很好。
But what he's saying is, your daily life, God's word, God's law, the answers of prayer should just be part of your daily talk with your children.
这里摩西是说，在你每一天的日常生活中，神的律例、神的典章、神的话语就应该成为你日常和孩子交谈的一部分。
Parents, let me say to you.
家长们，让我对你们说
，The most important duty you have for your children，
你对你的孩子最大的责任
，is not to leave them a $1 million inheritance，
不是给他们留一个很丰价值丰厚的一个遗产。
And it is very dangerous to say this in a Chinese church。
也许在中国教会这么说很危险。
The ceiling may collapse，
或许这个天花板会掉下来。
But your most important duty to your children。
但是你对你的孩子最大的责任
is not to get them into an Ivy League university.
不是要把他们送到常春藤的大学。
I've got to step back in case anything falls. Your most important duty to your children.
你对你孩子最大的责任和义务。
According to Deuteronomy.
就从生命记上我们可以看到。
Is to pass your faith to the next generation.
是传把你自己的信仰传递到下一代。
If you give them a great education,
如果你给他们提供很好的教育
and a great inheritance,
给他们提供一个很好的这个遗产或传承
and a great car,
一个很好的汽车
and you don't teach them your faith,
但是你却不把你的信仰教给他们
you have failed them,
你就真的是会让他们失败
So how do we do that? What's the keys?
所以我们要怎么做呢
Let me just say two things this morning.
那我今天早上就来说两点。
First of all, you must have experienced faith yourself.
第一点就是你自己必须要践行你的信仰。
You can't pass on what you don't have.
你不能去传递你没有的东西。
And so if you want to pass on your faith, you have to have experienced it yourself.
所以如果你想要将你的信仰传递给你的孩子的话，你必须要自己亲自的经历它。
You see, Joshua, the book of Joshua begins with this wonderful story of the monument.
所以你看到约书亚记刚开始有讲到这个特别美好的关于这个纪念碑的故事。
But the next book of the Bible is the book of Judges.
但是在之后的那卷书就是士师记。
And it starts much differently.
士师记的开头很不一样。
There arose another generation.
他写到说后来有别的世代兴起。
Who did not know the Lord.
不知道耶和华
or the work he had done for Israel.
也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
Joshua dies.
所以约书亚去世了。
All those who had come across the Jordan River die.
所有那些和他一起渡约旦河的人也都去世了。
They quit telling the story of that monument.
他们也不再去讲关于那个纪念碑的故事。
Children say, what's that? And they say, ah, don't worry about it. It's just one of the old stories your grandpa used to tell.
然后孩子们问你说这个是什么呢他就说哎我也不知道就是你曾曾曾祖父以前讲的一个老故事
And a generation grows up who has not experienced faith for themselves
然后这个新的世代的人他们自己没有关于信心信仰的自身的亲自的经历
And what's the result?
那结果是什么呢
If you read through the book of Judges it's a book of terrible stories
如果你继续去读士师记的话你就会发现这本书记载了很多很伤心的故事
of how God's people go from being the treasured people of God to being a society in chaos
你就看到这神的子民是如何从神的宝贝变成了一团混乱
why?
为什么呢
because a generation of parents who had not experienced God for themselves was not able to pass on faith to the next generation.
因为这一个世代的家长们，他们没有亲自的经历他们的信仰，所以他们也没有办法把这个信仰去传递给他们的孩子。
You must experience the faith for yourself.
所以你必须要亲自的来经历。
And then you must model that to your family.
你也要为你的家人做这样的榜样。
If you want your children to put God first,You must put God first.
如果你想要你的孩子把神放在第一位，那你就要先把神放在第一位。
They have to see what a Christian life looks like from you.
他们必须要从你身上看到一个基督徒的生命是什么样子的。
Paul says to Timothy,
保罗对提摩太说
Your mother was a devout and godly woman.
说你的母亲有尼基是一个敬虔的妇人。
She could say to Timothy, you need to do what I do.
他可以对提摩太说你就照着我所做的而行
Not you need to do what I say
而不是说我说什么你就做什么
She lived out what she preached
他活出来了他所传讲的这些道理
There are Christian parents who say to their children
有些基督徒的父母他们会对孩子说
You need to be honest
你需要诚实
You must always tell the truth
你要永远都讲真话。
And while they're teaching this lesson, the doorbell rings and it's a salesman.
然后当你在给孩子这么讲的时候，可能门铃就响了。
And they take a break from their lesson on honesty to say to their child, go tell him I'm not at home.
然后有一个人过来，然后这个父母就停下来说，那我先不讲这个故事，你去跟那个人说我不在家。
They tell their children, you need to always be honest because you're a Christian.
你一方面告诉你的孩子，你是一个基督徒，你要永远讲真话，要诚实。
But they cheat on their taxes.
但是你们报税的时候，你们却撒谎。
We must model the Christian faith if we want to pass it on.
所以我们想要传递我们的信仰的话，我们必须为孩子做一个榜样。
You see, sending your children to Sunday school rarely does very much good.
你知道吗？如果你只是把孩子送来主日学的话，其实没有什么帮助的。
Taking your children to Sunday school can change their life forever.
而你带着你的孩子一起来上主日学，可以永远改变他们的生活。
Sorry, there's a big difference.
这中间是有一个很大的区别的。
Between sending them and saying, "I don't need church."
你或者是把他们送过去，然后说我不去教会。
And taking them.
或者是带着他们一起来。
Give your children a heritage of faith. Model for them what the Christian life looks like.
为他们做个榜样，让他们看到基督徒的生活是什么样的。
When I was about 11 years old,
当我十一岁的时候，
my father was pastoring a church.
我的爸爸在一个地方牧会。
Something happened.
发生了一件事情。
Someone became very angry with him.
然后有一个人就对他很生气。
And on Sunday night, the church board said to him, "Tomorrow you have to leave."
然后在星期天的晚上，他们这个教会的执事们就对我父亲说：“说你明天必须走。”
They owned the house, and they said, "By Friday you have to be moved out."
然后说星期五之前你必须要从这个房子里搬出去。
As an 11-year-old,
所以作为一个十一岁的孩子
，All I knew was,
我知道的就只是
that we moved.
我们搬家了。
My parents, my father never told me what happened.
我的家长，我的爸爸从来都没有告诉我发生了什么。
Never gave me any idea that he had been mistreated.
没有，他们没有告诉我说这个我的爸爸曾经被误解。
Because he believed.
因为他相信。
That it was very important for me not to become bitter at people that I had respected.
因为他明白。让我对那些我曾经尊敬的人心里产生苦毒是不好的。
I was an adult pastoring myself before I ever heard the story of what happened.
我直到自己长大了牧会的时候，我才听到这个故事。
And I heard it not from my father, but from someone else.
而我也不是从我父亲那里听到的，是从别人那里听到的。
Who said, "Why would you become a pastor after you saw what your father, what happened to your father?"
他就问我说，你都知道。对你父亲的这些事情了，你为什么还会成为一个牧师呢？
And I said, "What happened to my father?"
然后我问他说，我爸爸有什么事吗？
And they told me.
然后他们就告诉我。
And I said, "That can't be right."
他说不可能啊。
So I went to my father and I said, "Did this happen?"
然后我就问我爸爸说，真的是这样吗？
Yeah.
我爸爸说是的。
Did Mr. So and So really say that?
然后说那个弟兄真的对你说了这样的话吗？
Yeah.
他说是的。
Why didn't you tell me?
你为什么不告诉我呢？
And here was his answer.
他告诉我说，
If I had told you when you were 11 years old,
他说如果你十一岁的时候我就告诉你的话，
would you be a pastor now?
你现在还会是一个牧师吗？
No.
当然不会了。
I would have run.
我肯定会逃跑的。
Would you be a Christian now?
你现在还会是个基督徒吗？
Probably not.
也许不会。
That's why I didn't tell you.
所以我没有在你小时候告诉你。
He modeled for me, my parents modeled for me Christian attitudes.
所以我的父母就为我做了这样的一个模范，让我知道基督徒该有怎样的态度。
A refusal to gossip, to judge.
他们不愿意去传闲话，去论断。
If you want to pass on your family faith,
如果你想要传递你的家庭信仰的话，
you must model a godly character.
你必须要为孩子做一个敬虔的榜样。
But let me move on.
让我们来继续。
Maybe you say, "All that sounds good."
你或许会说啊，这都听上去很好。
But my family wasn't Christian.
但我的家人他们都不是基督徒。
So let me speak to you for a moment if you're from a family that wasn't Christian.
如果你是来自一个不信主的家庭的话，
Because I want to know today.
因为我今天想让你明白。
That regardless of your family background.
不管你有怎样的家庭背景，
you can begin a family faith to pass on.
你自己都可以成为这个家庭信仰传递的开端。
You see, Timothy's mother is a godly woman.
你看到吗？提摩太的母亲是一个敬虔的妇人。
But listen to the background of a man by the name of Josiah.
但是我们来看一看一个叫做约西亚的人，他的背景是什么样的。
Josiah's father is a wicked, wicked man.
约西亚的父亲是一个很邪恶、很恶的一个人。
A king who breaks God's law.
他是一个王，但他破坏了神的律例。
But listen to what it says about Josiah.
但是让我们来看一下约西亚是什么样呢？
Josiah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
他说约西亚行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
He did not walk in the evil ways of his father.
他没有行他父亲所行的恶。
He walked in the path of God.
而是行耶和华的道。
I told you the Jewish people valued their heritage.
我告诉你们说，犹太人很重视他们的这个传承。
But in the New Testament, Peter writes to Gentile Christians who had no family heritage.
但是在新约中，彼得对这些外邦的基督徒，他们没有这样的传承，他对他们写道。
And he says this, and I love this verse.
我很喜欢这句经节。
Once you were not a people.
他说你们从前算不得子民。
There was a time when you had no heritage at all.
那个时候你们没有任何的这样的传承。
But now you are the people of God.
现在你们却做了神的子民。
God does not judge you on the basis of your family heritage.
神不是靠着你家庭家族的背景来判断你。
And if you have grown up with no heritage of faith,
如果你来自成长在一个从来不信主的家庭，
you can say,
你可以说，
I will be the one who starts a family faith.
我就要成为这个家庭信仰最开始的这个人。
Jimmy came to Sunday school the first time when he was 8 years old.
一个叫 Jimmy 的小朋友，他第一次来主日学是他八岁的时候。
His clothes were dirty.
那穿的衣服脏脏的。
His face was dirty.
脸也是脏脏的。
Even the jokes he told were dirty.
然后他说的那些笑话也是很肮脏的。
But a Sunday school teacher saw him and said,
但是这个主日学的老师看到他，然后说，
I want to win that boy to Jesus.
是我想要为耶稣赢得这个孩子。
She started to love him.
然后这个老师就开始爱这个孩子。
Every Saturday she would go to his house and invite him back to church the next day.
然后每个星期六老师都会去孩子家里，然后邀请他第二天来教会。
Someone came to her and said, Don't you know you're wasting your time?
然后有人就对这个老师说，难道你不知道你在浪费时间吗？
His father is an alcoholic.
说这个小朋友他爸爸是个酒鬼。
He doesn't have any job.
这爸爸也不工作。
He lives on welfare and you're wasting your time.
他就只是靠着福利过活，你这简直在浪费你的时间。
And Jimmy's Sunday school teacher said this.
但是这个他的主日学老师说，
Jimmy may have to say my father is an alcoholic.
说这个小男孩可能必须要说我的父亲是个酒鬼。
But Jimmy's son will not have to say that.
但是他的儿子可以选择不这么说。
Regardless of your background, you can start a heritage to pass on to the next generation.
不管你的背景是什么样的，你都可以成为这样传承的开始。
Someday I'll tell you the story of my mother being brought to faith.
以后有机会我会给大家分享我母亲信主的经历。
But her parents were tobacco farmers who knew nothing about God.
但是在他们那个时候，他们其实他的父母是完全不知道神的。
And I don't have time to tell the story, but God reached into that family and won the hearts of her mother and father.
但是神就是摸着了那一家人的心，然后得到了他的父母的心。
And an entire family came to faith.
然后他们整家人都信主了。
Out of a tradition that had no faith.
尽管在他们那个传统当中，他们是完全没有信仰的。
You may say my parents were unbelievers.
你或许会说我父母是不信主的。
They did not give me a family faith.
他们也没有给我这样信仰的传递。
But your children can someday say.
但是你的孩子有一天他们可以说。
My mother loved God with all her heart.
说我的母亲她全心的爱神。
My father gave me a deep faith in God.
我父亲教会我有一个很对神的很深的信心。
Regardless of your background,
不管你有什么样的背景，
determine that your children will have a family faith.
你都可以决定你的孩子将会拥有这样家庭的信仰。
But let me quickly say one more thing.
让我来很快的再说一件事情。
Let me talk about the limits of a family faith.
让我来讲一下家庭信仰的局限性。
Because you see, if both of your parents were Chinese,
因为如果你的父母都是中国人的话，
you will be Chinese.
你就只可能是中国人。
Okay, in case you didn't know that,
如果你不知道的话，
a very brief biology lesson this morning. That's how it works.
很简单的生物课，你父母是中国人，你就是中国人。
Aren't you glad you came to church?
我很高兴今天大家来教会。
You now know something very important.
现在我给大家讲一个很重要的。
But here's what I want you to understand.
我希望你能明白。
If both your parents were Christian,
如果你的父母都是基督徒，
you are not automatically a Christian.
你不会自动的成为一个基督徒。
There are no second generation Christians.
不会有这个所谓的第二代基督徒这种说法。
Every one of us must be a first generation Christian.
我们每一个人都必须成为那个第一代的基督徒。
In other words, no matter how many generations before you were Christian,
换言必须取决于你自己对神的信心。
You can't settle for your family's faith. Ever become comfortable with, oh, my parents went to church, so I must be a Christian.
所以不要觉得说啊，我父母去教会，所以我也一定是个基督徒。
My parents were good people, so I must be a Christian.
我父母都是好人，所以我也是个基督徒。
My parents were Christian, so I'm a Christian. No.
我父母都是基督徒，所以我也是，不是这样的。
Regardless of your family background,
不管你家庭的背景是什么样的，
you must choose. Will I serve God?
你必须要自己决定，我要服侍神。
Let me finish by saying, from my experience, why family faith is so important.
在结束之前，我来给大家讲一讲我的故事，让大家看到为什么家庭信仰如此的重要。
I told you this weekend, my father was from a broken home.
我这周末已经给大家讲过，我的父亲来自一个很破碎的家庭。
My grandmother, my father's mother, ran away from home when my father was 6 years old.
我父亲六岁的时候，我的祖母就离开了家。
I don't know that he ever saw her again.
我也不知道我父亲有没有再见过他的母亲。
His father, my grandfather,
然后我的祖父就是我父亲的父亲。
As far as I know, only attended church once his entire adult life.
据我所知，他一生中只去过教会一次。
I was playing the piano at a church, and he came to hear me.
然后那一次就是我在教会里面弹钢琴，然后他来看我。
And apparently, I didn't play very well because he never came back.
我想我可能弹得不好，所以他再也没回来过。
My great grandfather, my grandfather's father.
我的曾祖父就是我祖父的爸爸。
Was killed in a Kentucky gunfight when he was 35 years old.
在他35岁的时候，在肯塔基的一次枪战中就死去了。
Another one in our family was hanged for stealing horses.
然后我们家之前的一个祖先是因为偷窃马，然后被吊死了。
My father grew up with no heritage of faith.
所以在我父亲成长的过程中，他是完全没有这样。信仰的传承的。
But through one woman in the family,
但是就是通过这个家庭中的一个妇人，
was a godly lady.
她是一个很敬虔的妇人。
God reached the heart of my father.
神就是通过她得着了我父亲的心。
He became a pastor.
我父亲就成了一个牧师。
And because of him,
也正是因为我的父亲。
I am able to say something that my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, no one back there can ever say.
所以我可以说一句什么呢？我说的这句话是我的父亲、祖先他们不可能说的。
I get to say I had the privilege of growing up in a Christian home.
我可以说我有这样子的特权，可以在一个基督徒的家庭中长大。
And because of that, I have the privilege to serve you here at Palm Beach Chinese Church.
也正因如此，我今天能够有幸在这个华人教会来服侍大家。
So this morning I want to say to you.
所以今天早上我想要对大家说。
If you're a child in a Christian home.
如果你是长在基督徒家庭的孩子的话。
Value that, treasure it.
要珍视你的这个宝贝。
And this morning as we pray, promise God, God, thank you for that heritage, and I'm going to continue it.
所以今天在我们祷告的时候对神说，神，我们感谢你给我这样子的传承，我也会将这个传承继续传递下去。
If you're a parent, you have the wonderful opportunity, but also the high responsibility to pass your faith to your children.
如果你已经为人父母，那你有一个宝贵的机会，也是一个很重要的责任，就是将你的信仰传递给你的孩子。
And so as we pray this morning, say, God,
所以当我们今天一起祷告的时候，
You've given me the privilege of hearing the gospel.
你对神说，神啊，感谢你让我有这样子的特权，可以听到你的福音。
And I am going to be committed to passing that faith to my children.
我也愿意委身将我的信仰传递给我的孩子。
And if you're here and you say, you know, I don't have any heritage of faith.
如果你来到这里说，哎，我之前没有任何这样信仰的传统。
This morning you can say, God.
今天早上你可以说。
I didn't inherit this from any parents or grandparents.
说神啊，我并没有从我的父辈那里继承这个信仰。
But you loved me enough.
但是你是如此的爱我。
That you brought me to the gospel anyway.
然后你也让我能够接受这个信仰。
And this morning, I commit to you. I'm going to live my life for you.
然后今天早上，我愿意委身为你，我愿意在生活中活出你。
If you're a parent, you can say, God, I'm going to give my children a heritage that I never had.
如果你是家长的话，你也可以对神说，神啊，我愿意给我的孩子这样我从来没有得到的这样的传承。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for the privilege of studying about marriage this weekend.
主啊，我们为着这个周末我们一起学习婚姻这样的宝贵机会向你献上感恩。
I thank you for the wonderful families that you have brought to our church.
我们也为着你带到我们教会的这些美好的家庭向你献上感恩。
This morning I ask that you would help us as a church to carry on the heritage of our faith.
主啊，今天我求你来帮助我们，让我们作为一个教会共同的传递我们的信仰。
Give our parents a passion for giving their faith to the next generation.
让我们的家长们有这样子的信心和激情，愿意将他们的信仰传递到下一代。
Guide them to make the wise decisions that will model for their children what it means to be the people of God.
帮助他们，让他们做出最有智慧的决定和选择，为他们的孩子做那敬虔的榜样。
I pray this morning especially for our young people.
我今天早上也特别的为我们的年轻人祷告。
As they grow up in Christian homes, sometimes it's easy to just take it for granted.
有时候在这样基督徒的家庭长大，他们可能也就对这个信仰没有那么在意。
To just think, well, I'm a Christian because mom and dad are.
他们或许会想，我是基督徒，因为我父母是基督徒。
This morning, would you give them a hunger to know you for themselves?
主啊，今天早上求你给他们这样子的饥渴，让他们愿意自己去认识你。
Would you make them dissatisfied with being just the son or daughter of a Christian?
让他们不满足于只是做基督徒父母的子女。
But would you begin to make them hungry to be able to say, I know God myself?
让他们有这样渴慕的心去说，我想要亲自的认识神。
Give us families that love you.
主啊，给我们爱你的家庭。
Families that are tied together by you.
让我们的家庭是因着你紧紧连结。
That this church will continue to send out families who love you.
让这个教会可以继续的向外面送出这样爱你的家庭。
Continue to send out young Christians who grow.